Okay. All right. Welcome, everyone, to our Internet Webcast Podcast on the Internet. My name is John Nielsen, and here I have with me my co-host.
Hey, I'm Josh Rivas.
He's so quiet.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. It's like, I'm really social, but in a way, I'm also very quiet when I'm speaking on a mic. So forgive me if you can't hear me. We'll try to do our best to make sure you can.
I'll try to do my best.
Yeah, he's the one that wears all the hats. I'm the one that pretends I have a hat, while he actually has my hats as well.
we'll fix it in post.
Right.
I'll fix it in post.
He'll fix it in post. He'll re-record over my my vocals. Yeah. Make sure it sounds all right. He won't auto-tune it, because that's for losers.
I could. Oh, that'd be amazing.
Damn it.
But did we decide what we're going to call this?
No, it's like we were still poking around with ideas. I really liked Crosspoints, and then we were talking about Nerdy Talk, but we're still unsure.
Yeah, Nerdcast was taken.
In a way, it's all acronymed.
Yeah, it's something else, but I don't know. I still like rambling nerds.
Rambling nerds. I guess. Like, that sounds cool, too.
Yeah, it works. And I can make up, like, a cool logo.
Yeah.
Because I wear the logo-making hat.
as you do most of the... No. Yeah. No, let's be honest. All the hats.
Yeah, you brought it up, and now I'm going to keep bringing it back.
Right. Yeah. You know. You see, he made a joke earlier about how it would be a lot easier for the bus to see me, the bus he's throwing me under, if I wore more hats.
Yeah, then the bus driver would have seen you.
See? Yeah.
I wonder if I can draw while I'm doing this.
You probably should.
Yeah, I mean, the comic's not done yet.
So I guess, yeah, it's like, you can be working on it.
Yeah, I mean, we're not really trying right now anyway.
Yeah.
We'll just kind of half pay attention.
It's like the public broadcasting system test. And they make sure you have your TV on in the event of an earthquake. They can tell you an earthquake's happening.
Exactly.
If you're not already dead.
Is that what this is? What?
No. Yeah, it's like that's the test before. It's like the really, really crappy recording. When in reality, when an emergency actually hits, there's no point in that. You know what I mean? Have you ever seen that on the TV?
Well, the test. Yeah.
Yeah, it's so annoying.
And it's like, this is a test.
It'd pop up while you're trying to watch Darkwing Duck or something.
They did
when I was.
Is it on Boomerang? It might be on Boomerang.
No, I've seen it on.
No, I don't think there's any Disney cartoons on Boomerang.
No, there's not.
No, I think there is a Disney Channel though, where it's just cartoons, like on satellite or whatever. It's a specialized Disney cartoon.
Yeah, it's XD. It's called XD.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. They also play Power Rangers on there, oddly enough.
I guess, which Power Rangers?
Good
one or the not good one?
The not good one, like all the newer ones.
I stopped watching it. They came out with, when they were cops.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that one?
Oh,
that's
my
when
God.
I stopped watching.
You know what's the newest one?
What is the newest?
Samurai.
They're samurais
Power
now?
Power Ranger Samurai.
I feel like they did that already. No, they were ninjas before.
They were ninjas before, now they got samurai because they got to throw it back.
I guess that's cool. Totally.
It's so funny. Do you know how that works?
How does what work?
Like how Power Rangers came to be. It's essentially two different shows.
Oh no, yeah, and they kind of dubbed over it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
It's just really funny because a lot of now they actually record a lot of original stuff for it.
Well, yeah.
But essentially every other year they go over and they buy another Sentai show. That they can use it for.
And with the guys in monster costumes, and then they stomp on buildings.
I still love those effects, like, even...
There's
even,
lots of explosions.
Yeah, there's just sparks everywhere. Yeah. I remember we wanted to see whether Power Rangers actually held up after a bunch of years, so we put it on Netflix.
Yeah, yeah, it's
and
all...
And we actually were entertained. Like, it's still a good show.
It's alright. If you're in the right mindset, I guess.
It's the same thing with a lot of things.
I guess.
But it's still a decent show. Like, you can sit down and watch it as an adult.
Yeah.
And not
feel too much shame.
In compared to what? Like, what would you, what could you, what could be the worst thing that comes up on TV where if it's on and you listen to it for more than a minute, you're ashamed?
Clarissa Explains It All. I don't know. That was the first one I thought of.
Clarissa Explains.
Do you remember that? I watched
it. Yes, I do remember. What was, I think her brother's name was Ferguson.
I don't know.
Yeah, that,
there was a guy with a ladder.
Oh, yeah, that was the friend that always popped over.
Yeah, through the window.
She friend-zoned him all the time.
Just kind of creepy. Just a little bit.
That's so funny, because if that would have, if that, that would have been any other, if that would have been on the show, like, in a newer show, people would complain about that so much.
Yeah.
That's really funny. Oh, man.
I'm also clicking my mouse a lot, which is all going to get recorded.
Click. We were all worried about me typing, and that's the sound here.
Well, you type, like...
I punch the keys.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It's pretty ridiculous, even though it's a flat laptop keyboard where the keys are tiny. You somehow found a way to make it sound like a typewriter.
I think the only time you didn't hear it was when we were at KomoriCon, and we were at the... At the booth, and I was just tapping, but there was
other stuff going on.
It was con ambiance.
But yeah, what are we supposed to be talking about?
Well, this is a random segment, so it's like the next.
This is the random segment.
Yeah, I guess it's like we're just warming up. It's kind of like when you DM a game, you dink around, you joke with your players, for about 10 minutes, and then you have to eventually.
Are we talking about Dungeons and Dragons now?
Yeah.
We can totally make this the Dungeons and Dragons podcast.
Well, I did play Encounters last night. I did play my first session of Encounters. I didn't play very well. Like, I had really high rolls.
You nervous? Rolls.
I think
performance
so.
Performance anxiety.
I think so. It's really weird because the age gap between players.
Oh, were they little kids?
No.
You were playing with? Or
no,
were they
no, no,
old?
No,
old
they
men.
Were dispersed. Like, there was an old dude. There was a 12-year-old.
Like, old as in...
He was probably 60.
I don't know if that's cool. I guess that's cool.
No, that's... It was totally cool.
Okay.
Because, like, he was cracking jokes with the rest of it.
He's seen it all. He's seen all the dragons.
Exactly.
And all the dungeons.
Exactly. And he was telling me, like, he's been playing since AD&D, and I thought that was really neat.
Okay. That's cool.
And then the guy, the sort of, like... The rules.
The DM?
No. I'm there's a term for it where a player knows he's kind of like co-DMing because
it's weird.
He's basically a rules referee. If the DM doesn't know it or the DM messes up and he's like, no, the party had this buff or whatever. Oh. That was a 12-year-old sitting next to him. Was he
playing too though?
He was playing.
He had a character.
Yeah, and the person to his left. Was this lady, and she might have been like 35, 36. She had, you know, she was talking about the son of her own, like going to school or whatever.
I guess that's cool.
It's really neat because like they come from very different backgrounds, and we all actually were in the same sort of vein of role playing. Because I've been with a lot of different groups, and some of them are very serious, and they'll play the game, you know. They'll metagame a lot, and if things go wrong, they'll get mad or whatever, or they grow impatient. This group was all about the story and all about cracking jokes, and I really enjoyed that kind of atmosphere. I mean, that's the way that I run most of my games.
You're a big nerd.
I guess.
Playing with a bunch of big nerds. Role-playing.
Which is funny because, like,
Did you don your
no,
cape and
I didn't,
and your
although
magical
I will admit
crown?
I will admit that would be super rad to do that one day. Like,
yeah, I think, yeah, that's the word I was going to use too. Rad.
Yeah.
Super rad.
Yeah. Like, that's the one thing. We had our charity game last year and we had that, towards the end. Let's see, when did we have it?
It was like in April or, the month before April.
Yeah, we had it around then.
Which I believe is March.
Yes.
Unless they changed it.
Yeah, it was March. It was March. We did have it in March. And this year, we're probably going to end up doing the charity game a lot sooner, probably a little before Christmas. And I'm going to try to do it with D&D Next, which I hope by then they'll come out with a new playtesting packet.
Uh-huh. Because when is that supposed to come out? Have they said?
I think it's like sometime around February next year. Uh-huh. You know, provided that we're not all dead from whatever Mayan.
Oh, right, the world's ending. Dang.
No, you know what's funny?
That stinks.
No, you know what's funny? They actually uncovered another calendar that goes beyond that.
All right. Usually the thing that happens is they keep uncovering things, and it's like, oh, look, this points to 2012, too.
Yeah, but, this one goes...
Like, of course it does.
Goes, like, centuries beyond, and they're like, no, didn't finish that one. So we're good.
Anyway.
Still hoping for them hover cars. But anyway. we're gonna play D&D next, and hopefully they'll have that new packet out. I'm really excited about all the changes that they've had so far, especially like with the fighter, and
yeah, that's really cool. What do they call them, the opportunity dice, or that's not what it is.
It's expertise dice.
Expertise dice.
And if you guys don't know about what that is in terms of D&D next.
Tell me about it.
Yeah. Normally the fighter in 4th edition has a lot of physical wizard spells, I guess you could call it, because it's just you're whacking him with your weapon, but it just hurts a lot or it does some other status effect. And they made the fighter seem very formidable by having all of these dailies. But because they're trying to change the way how each class plays.
Yeah.
Sort of like your standard MMO. Like, every system's different.
All the classes have a different gameplay style.
That's how they rigged it.
Yeah.
In D&D Next. And the fighter has this exclusive thing where he's really good with weapons, so he has a separate stat that's called expertise dice. And as he levels, he gets separate dice that he can use after he lands a hit or whenever he gets hit. He can spend any amount of those extra dice. Say he hits someone and he has 2d6 expertise dice. He can choose to roll the 2d6 and add that additional damage in addition to his normal weapon damage. Now, it doesn't sound like much at level 2 where it's like 2d6. It's like, yeah, that's cool, whoop-de-doo. It recharges every turn. But when you're like level 10, you're rolling, depending on your weapon, you're rolling like 6d12.
Oh yeah, they just made it so every time you attack, you can put all these different modifiers on it.
Yeah, you essentially, it's not really that, it's like more like you just dump more damage on there. You just reduce damage by that amount, cause you're parrying.
Yeah, well you can use these dice to do like lots of different things. But yeah, anyway, talking about Dungeons & Dragons, and only one of our listeners probably cares, so let's move on.
Okay. So we're talking about. We're so back to video games.
Dungeons and Dragons.
That's what we're known for, right? Video games.
I guess.
Vigima games.
I guess.
They recently announced that they were going to have a new Phoenix Wright game, actually.
Oh, and wait. No, are we starting this segment, Josh?
Yeah, we are.
Okay. I know. I got the intro.
Yeah.
Welcome to Josh's gaming news from around the interglobe, featuring Ace Reporter Josh.
See, now...
Okay, continue.
In the podcast, you're going to have to draw me with, like, the hat with the ticket number on it.
Oh, yeah. Well, when this is an animated show on the Disney Channel, we'll have you, like, a little desk and everything.
Right. Exactly. When we make it a blam. They actually made the announcement that they're going to have another Phoenix Wright, and it actually will be starring Phoenix. It won't be Apollo.
Uh-huh.
And...
Agreed.
Yeah, and the weird thing about this one, it's weird, but it's also awesome, but it's instead of using 2D art, it's 3D models on, I think, 2D backgrounds. And you'll actively see, the camera will shift in between. It'll still have the same kind of animations and feel as the classic Phoenix, right? But it's going to be in 3D.
Well, it will do all of the other ones, except for Apollo Justice, they were all Game Boy Advance games.
Yeah. But it's just so weird that they would take this step, considering that one of the draws of the series is the art. I mean, like, that's one of the reasons why I really got into Phoenix, right?
I'm sure they'll do a good job.
Oh, yeah.
They know what they're doing.
They have...
Who makes it?
I don't know. Capcom.
It is Capcom?
Yep. Capcom.
I thought it was Capcom and someone else.
Is it just Capcom? I'm pretty sure it's just Capcom. But yeah, I mean, if you pull up the screens, you can easily Google this,
on the internet.
On the internet, and you could look at the screens, and the way that they animated it is just it's true to the original, three games, and it's really fun to see how that transitions over. Now the question is, how they're going to handle gameplay? Does this mean we're actually going to be manipulating the items all the time, like they did in some of the cases?
Well, in the Edgeworth one, that was pretty awesome.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you know, to tell you the truth, I like the Edgeworth games, but
you never go in the courtroom.
Yeah, that's what I missed.
Yeah, and that was really the best part about the original one.
You solved all the mysteries
before you went to the courtroom.
Yeah,
which it was still cool. It was still a good game, but yeah.
Yeah.
Edgeworth's a cool guy. He's got ruffles. His jacket.
Yeah.
On his pink jacket.
It's like they have that. They're also, okay, so like the Switch games here, cause that's cool, that's coming out. They're starting to do the first couple of updates for the Secret World. I tried to play the beta, and unfortunately I don't have a lot of good hardware on hand for me to really bring it out. But, I don't know if you guys know this, like, after its initial run, they actually let go half of the development staff.
Right, they fired a lot of people.
Yeah, and now they're trying to come out with a lot of content updates.
And it's not free to play, right? It's a subscription.
No, it's still
subscription.
It's still subscription based, which, you know, it's kind of rare to keep that up nowadays. Like a lot of MMOs come out and then they'll go free to play.
Yeah, Star Wars is going free to play.
Star Wars, and, you know, a lot of them are actually aiming for that off the bat. They got Neverwinter coming out, and
it seems to work for a lot of people, though. Like, when Champions Online and DC Universe went to free-to-play, they made, like, a lot of money. It's what works right now.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, they also track those numbers for Dungeons & Dragons Online. Uh-huh. And it actually made a lot more revenue once it went free to play. Same thing with
crazy how that works.
DC Universe went that way. So it's really weird to see that they're still trying to struggle with it, considering that the only games that ever were successful with that format was World of Warcraft,
EverQuest,
and Ultima Online. I mean,
there are more than that, but
those were the three giants.
I guess, yeah.
So yeah, I mean, they're coming out with their first major content patch, but the thing is, like, are there gonna be enough subscriptions, a quarter from now?
Do we have enough subscriptions for everyone? We're just running out.
Yeah, I mean, well, how do you fund that kind of development?
How do we make more subscriptions?
Yeah. I guess, like, because a lot of them are going free to play mostly because it opens up the user base, and then it does the whole word of mouth thing. It's like, hey, have you tried this game? Go ahead and download it. It's not that.
It's free.
Like, it's free, and you just gotta pour some time into it to get the best out of it.
It looked like an okay game. All the trailers looked really cool. The gameplay looked alright. It just looked like, you know, an MMO. Only you were in, like, a subway fighting werewolves instead of goblins.
I mean, well, special kudos go to Renekton Bot, because he sent us betas and
beta
keys.
Oh, they didn't work, though. Or mine didn't work. Yours
mine
worked.
Did.
Yours work?
Mine did. And that's how we got to play it for a little bit. And, you know, the general consensus is that it is really good.
I want to play Guild Wars.
Ah, yeah, we keep hearing about that. Like, it's apparently amazing.
It's supposed to be the best, and I gotta check it out. There's no subscription. Which is my favorite part. Guild Wars was the first MMO I've ever played, the first Guild Wars. And it was pretty good.
Yeah. So, I guess, like, the big new thing is the whole lineup for the Wii U. Do you want to take this one, John?
The Wii, yeah, what they announced it, and it's gonna cost money. And it took me a while. It's still taking me a while to wrap my head around it, because it is the next generation of the Wii. Like, it is a new console. It's essentially the next generation of consoles.
Right. And it's, you know, it's...
But it's so weird, because they didn't present it as that.
Yeah.
They presented the controller.
Yeah, it was kind of like... I don't know. Nintendo has this habit of hyping up one feature. like, for the DS, it was the touchscreen. Yeah, a lot of the games center around it, but a lot of the best games, I don't remember using the touchscreen for much. And the same thing with the Wii. It's like, yay, motion controls, but...
Well, the best DS games, they merged it. They merged the DS, you know, it went in the functionality of the touchscreen.
But
merged with the gameplay perfectly.
But I feel like they really hyped the controller with it, and it's awesome. It is a really cool peripheral that could be used.
It's called the Wii U.
I know. You know.
Why? It's like Wii U, more like will you? Am I right?
Am I right?
As in, will you buy this, please?
Please.
We worked very hard on it.
It's got
Batman. You guys like that game, right? Batman.
And that's what I hear. Like, okay, so here's the thing. What the Wii U has is it has a lot of hardware, so it can put out a lot of.
It's supposedly better, if not just as good as the PS3.
But that's the thing. I mean, everyone else is probably about to do their next announcements. Yeah. Like we're probably gonna see the next Microsoft console within a year. We're probably going to see previews of the next PlayStation console within 1 to 2 years. And then it's just going to be two steps behind. So the key here is for Nintendo to do exactly what they always do. It's to produce quality in-house titles. To find really great talent and just put games out there.
I want to play the new Pikmin game.
Yeah. I mean, there's that.
I don't know if I'll buy one. I don't know.
That's the thing. When the Wii came out, it was the same thing with me. I was like, that's cool, but it's too casual for me.
I guess.
And I never poured enough money into it. The DS was the complete opposite. I got one.
And
I got one
the best.
I actually have had three different versions of the DS. I had the original.
Did you have the original tank?
I had the tank one. I had the DS, the second version of that one was blue, and I have my DS Lite, my black DS Lite.
I thought you went through two DS Lites.
No.
No?
Just the one.
I remember one time you got water inside of your touchscreen.
That was the original one.
That was funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a nightmare.
Oh, yeah, but the DS was probably have the most hours logged on a DS out of any console ever.
Yeah.
And I've played all of them.
Yeah, because they really embraced their library and they really brought out their titles, and that's what Nintendo does. But for now, it seems like what they're pushing out as launch titles are like this year's hits. But what we'll be seeing early next year or very soon is the hits that we already know. So take Arkham City for example. Yeah, they're gonna have Arkham City Armored Edition.
Yeah, they're gonna port it over, which is cool.
But the problem is that it's like you look at the screenshots.
Yeah, they
for
came.
It,
yeah,
and they're
I
just
saw those.
Terrible.
They look pretty bad.
And it's not really the fault of the original developer because they're not porting it. It's someone else.
And even then, it's not final. We'll see how it goes.
Right.
And it's a new console. It always takes time for those sort of things.
It's just they're not being very reassuring with this move. I mean, the coolest thing that I've seen for it so far is, you mentioned Pikmin already.
Yeah, Pikmin.
And then,
there's like these purple rock Pikmin. I think.
Yeah.
Were they? Yeah, you throw them and then it'll stun. And you gotta break the armor off of the monsters so you can throw different kinds of Pikmin in there. Oh.
Yeah.
Throwing all of the Pikmin.
And then there's Super Mario Bros. U, and those are always
Pikmin.
Fun. And then there's Nintendo Land, which like I feel like it's pretty much gonna be one of the coolest things.
Well, it looks like it's just kind of like a collection of mini games or something.
But they all look really fun.
I'm sure, yeah, it'll be good.
The only thing that I resent is the fact that like when they were showing it off at I think it was it the Tokyo Game Show? I think it was the Tokyo Game Show. It showed the 3D and you're wandering through this path and then the bush shakes and there's a Blastoise that pops out and everybody thought it was a 3D Pokemon game, a new one, and it was going to be awesome because it was what everybody thought it was going to be. And
what
then it's
wanted.
And then Pokemon minigames.
Oh, yay. More of those.
Yeah.
Though the Pokemon minigames in the Pokemon Stadium, those were pretty amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would load up Pokemon Stadium on the Nintendo 64 just to play the mini games.
Yeah.
Those were fun.
They also, let's see, going away from Nintendo, they did put out some more stuff on Halo 4. I don't know if you've been following that.
No, I don't pay attention to gaming news at all, and I'm really bored right now. Let's talk about something else. Please.
Please.
No, no, I guess it's all right. Go ahead and say your Halo 4 thing.
No, I mean, like, because you played through all 3, right?
No, yeah, I did.
Okay, so do you know what 4 is about?
Did they finish the fight?
They did finish the fight.
They did finish the fight.
But if you remember the ending, like,
there was some lasers, and you blat.
You missiled a blat to Pow-Majiga. Yeah.
I think that's what happened.
No, so it ended with Master Chief going back into stasis, full circle, floating off in the last
thing.
Like, it's half of the ship that they came to the Ark on. And the teaser was, of course, if you finished it on Legendary, it was they were sailing towards this weird metallic sphere structure.
Oh, it was the space. It's the star, Josh.
Yes, yeah.
The cooler in the
yeah. It's the Macchio star.
Star.
It's the Macchio star. Oh my god, I love that DBZ movie. But
I've seen like some gameplay and it does look rad. I'm sure it'll be good. It's not Bungie making it, right?
No, it's 343 Studios.
It's kind of like some kind of offshoot.
Yeah.
But not the original team.
Yeah, and I've read a couple of, like, something. I've read the Penny Arcade report on it, and apparently the impressions with it, and all around when they were showing it off in PAX, was the weapons, like, they feel authentic. Like, they tried to tweak all the gameplay so that damage felt significant. Wow. And they're really changing it up. Like, they're trying to take this franchise and steering it in a different sort of
into the ground.
No, it looks good.
It's
it looks good.
It's gonna be horrible.
No.
My gaming prediction of the future, Halo 4.
Is gonna suck? Is that's your...
No, it'll be alright.
I think it'll be really awesome. From what I've seen, they really know what they're gonna do with this, and...
No, yeah, I'm sure it'll be good.
And 343 Studios has put out a lot of lore stuff. I mean, they put out the Halo Legends stuff and the anthology, the short story anthology, and they were really awesome to read. So I know that they know the lore pretty well, and they're going to do a good job there. So.
All right. What else do we got? What else are we supposed to be talking about? Instead of talking about video games the whole time.
So we talked.
Which I guess we could do.
Well,
talk about Dungeons & Dragons again. Oh, no, we could talk about how many hats I wear.
All the hats.
That was a horrible callback. That was forced.
Yes, it was.
Dang it.
Yes, it was.
I just want to talk about... Let's just talk about how hard I work.
No, okay. That's not what it sounds like. That's what you think it sounds like, and it sounds what it really sounds like is what? Let's talk about me.
Let's talk about how much Josh does not work.
Yeah, there you go.
There we go. That's where it all comes back to.
Now I'm back under the bus, where I belong.
Where you belong.
Got
a nice mattress set up under there.
Yeah, exactly. Got my boxes, my cardboard box, my bottles of alcohol that are empty. But I keep it around.
Keeping it around anyway. Yeah. You know, just for the atmosphere.
Okay, so we talked game news. We talked Wii U. I think you had a question sent in?
Oh, yeah. Let's move on to the question and answer lightning round on fire.
You need to add that sound effect, too, just like the
it's going
rushing flame.
Only better than that.
Like this, like a Super Bowl special when they're showing off replays.
There, that was the sound effect right there. We'll put some money into it. We'll pay someone.
Yeah.
Who make a whoosh sound that's better than my whoosh sound.
Boom, you've got your cartoonist over here. Boom, you've got your question over here. And somewhere down the line, they're going to meet.
And they're going to hang out and have
a good time.
Go and get a drink.
That's what John Madden does. He just has, like...
Just have some coffee, you know.
He gets super excited, and then he says the obvious.
And you get to know each other.
And he gets bunches of money for doing that. So, no, okay, so,
anyway.
So seriously.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah. So here is where we solve your problems.
Okay.
This is the section of the podcast where we take your problems and change them up, throw them up in the air like a pizza and catch them, and then mold them down into an answer. This
results
one,
may vary.
Yes, results may vary. I found this on the Yahoo Answers because this is the first podcast and no one sent us any questions yet. Which,
so you stole it.
So I stole this question from the internet.
Aw, you thief.
Okay. It's by Yahoo Answer User Question Asker. His name is Dill. He's got a funny little picture that his avatar, he's wearing like glasses.
Uh-huh.
Anyway. Who or what decided the presidents on Mount Rushmore? They're all iconic presidents, but who or what type of vote decided that it would be them?
You really pulled out a history question? Dude, I suck at history. But I can't relate.
It's who or what decided the presidents?
That's weird. Shall we pull up Wikipedia and just...
Well, I mean, no, the actual answer is here, and I can tell you that, but that's no fun.
No, yeah, tell you that. I actually got a segue that uses that. So go ahead.
So what they did, so this is true. This is what they did. They input all of the presidents ever into the machine, and the machine was called Borglum. Now, Borglum, he liked presidents, but he was a machine, so he didn't really know. And then, so they programmed it, and the machines and the presidents came out of the machine into the mountain, and now there's a Mount Rushmore. Help me out here, Josh.
His
name was Borglum. He was a sculptor.
He
may not have been a machine.
So your claim is that a cyborg of some sort, an android,
picked the president. His favorite presidents. And carved him into his favorite mountain.
I like it. I'm satisfied with that answer.
I think we did it.
There's no weren't those the name of the those were the names of the Patriots.
What, the mountains?
Yeah, each one are the ones on the mountain.
Metal Gear Solid.
Yeah, in the Metal Gear Solid lore.
Yeah.
Each of the Patriots. Those were the code names.
Yeah, something like that.
I found that out. When I was, no, yes, I know, he always berates me for like taking long wiki walks into games that I haven't played yet.
I mean, this is something we all really need, Josh.
Yeah, I know.
Last to the party.
I am last to the party, but there's a good reason for that. Cause I don't have the game, he does, but.
It's a good game, you guys should play it.
But one of the big problems is that.
Interactive movie.
One of the big problems is I've played the MGS franchise pretty much all the way. Tika has not. And we've tried getting her to like play and finish the first three. That way we can safely play the fourth one without spoilers. But she hasn't gotten through the first one because she got stuck on this really hard
On the Hind D fight.
On the Hind D fight.
Which is like the coolest fight. But it is hard though.
And she, every time she tries it, she gets frustrated with it, and she just is like, no, I'm not gonna play this right now, I'll play something else and then come back to it. And then she doesn't get back to it because she gets distracted
anyway.
With other things. Therefore,
yeah.
I can't play it. And it really sucks.
Well, that's too bad.
Luckily
too
we
bad
don't
for
have
Josh.
That problem with Kingdom Hearts. Because that's like my favorite franchise ever.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah. We're both really eager to try Dream Drop Distance, even though we don't have a 3DS yet. Like,
need to acquire a 3DS.
Well, it's now justified for me since they're going to have that Phoenix Wright game. They're going to have a new Persona. They're going to have they already have that the Dream Drop Distance game. And if this is what we're seeing, like there's hints that there's going to be a new The World Ends With You. And if they don't put that on the iPad, they're going to put that on the 3DS, I'm sure. Because Nomura likes playing with new consoles. Every time a console comes out, he wants to develop one of his games on
sure.
it.
Sure.
It's sort of like his thing. And who, I mean, it's got a lot of potential. I mean, we rag on the Wii U, and it's like, it's blah, blah, blah.
I'd play it if I had one. I just don't know if I'm gonna buy it.
But the 3DS is exactly the same way as the Wii and DS generation. I'm so eager to get my hands on a 3DS and play these titles that are coming out, just because I already know that a lot of these studios know exactly how to develop for it.
Yeah, they'll do a good job, probably.
Yeah, it's...
Or they'll mess up, huh? That could happen, too.
That could happen, too, but it's good that we already know that familiar franchises are going to that system. You know, and that they're producing quality games that we expect of it, rather than, you know, trying some new stuff and not really sure how it's going to play out.
Okay, so... I was not timing this at all. I have no idea how long we've been talking.
The timer on my screen says 1 hour and 1 minute, but I'm pretty sure it's been...
No, that's how long the Skype has been open.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah, so...
Actually...
Let's wrap it up.
Maybe? Okay. All right, well, thank you for joining us for our first podcast. We hope you've enjoyed it. And this is the first of many. We're hoping to run this...
Right into the ground.
Right into the ground. No, we're hoping to do this pretty frequently. And hopefully we'll get it down so we're a little more organized and we'll get some more questions in.
Talk about more video games.
Talk about more video games and what we're doing with the comics. You'll get to hear a little bit behind them.
Maybe. But yeah, so tell us what you thought. And be nice though, cause
be kind. Otherwise it's our first one.
Otherwise we'll be sad.
Right.
Be sad.
And be sure to email us some
questions. Yeah, yeah.
You can reach either of us. You can.
Well,
reach
no,
us.
I set up the new email, Josh.
What's the new email?
It is podcast@massiveponage.com. So send your questions, send your fan mail, send your hate mail, send your mails to our mails. And then we'll burn them.
Not literally.
It is digital fire.
All right, guys. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Okay. All right.
Bye.
Okay, bye.